You can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. Thank you for joining us. We are not a talk show. This is a do show, and we put specific solutions into effect, namely a local currency. And Mountain Hours local currency is now accepted by 65 businesses in Summit County. We have approximately $20,000 in circulation, and there has been no debt or interest created because our monetary system is benevolent. It will be created without interest. It will also be loaned without interest. So this is a means by which the people can avail themselves to a 10-year mortgage instead of a 30-year for the same payment. How would your life be different if the majority of people in the country had their debts paid off by age 35 or 40? That's what would happen if you had a 10-year mortgage. Say you could even wait till you graduated from college, get a job, and pay your mortgage down in 10 years. That's an achievable goal that lots of people can aspire to. And then additionally, that's a means by which we can have abundance. So another way that we can have abundance is looking into our local government's comprehensive annual financial report, and that is the theme of our guest this hour. That's Walter Burian of Comprehensive Annual Financial Report does exposés on those. That's the grand budget that we aren't generally knowledgeable about. A portion of that we are familiar with, and that one's always in a shortfall. Basically two-thirds of the budget or the income is unknown to the general public, although we can easily find that out. So Walter Burian's going to be joining us and basically breaking that down and how we can basically eliminate our taxes by availing ourselves to that additional funding source, and that's another means by which that we can create abundance. So we just want to, I'm generally knowledgeable on the topic, but like, how do you read that report? I was trying to read it, and it's pretty tricky to, find specifically where those extra funds are at. At least I was having difficulty doing it, so hopefully he can guide us through that process. And how we can do this as a step-by-step solution so as to create abundance so that we are always, the people are not always stuck in a condition of lack and a fearful state. And by having access to these funds, we can raise our standard of living by eliminating the taxes. And we can get into, with two-thirds extra income, I would suspect there'd be quite a bit of different taxes that we could look into. So we are going to be going up on a break here, and we'll be right back with Walter Burian. And he specifically has, an initiative that this is how that we can do this. It's not just an expose. It's actually a plan so that different communities can take, locate those additional sources of income, and then utilize them so that, eliminate taxes. So we'll be right back. Ever notice how the struggle never ends?
the rising cost of living, now we're all running deep. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
And in order to avail ourselves to a society where we're not all in a condition of fame and pain and fear, there's activists that are, getting out there, developing systems and targeting the deep, deep inner corruptive systems that are existing right now, and then reforming them. And Walter Buren is some such patriot. And Walter, are you there?
I think so.
Okay, I can hear you. I wanted to, first of all, before we get into the Kafer issue, is basically, what was it that led you down this path initially? We spoke yesterday, your former Navy, and you enlisted, I assume?
Correct, back in 1974.
Yeah. So, you have this patriotic aspect to yourself in the first place. You volunteered during the Vietnam War era. How does that that spirituality, you took an oath for your country, how does that tie into this whole initiative?
Well, in general overview, Myself and my friends from New Jersey, there were 87 of us, were all enlisted on the same day. Most students in the Marine Corps, a few in the Navy, a few in the Army, a few in the Air Force. Most of the people we grew up with and knew, Spotswood and East Brunswick, were all friends. We all went in today. Doing our part. And on the comprehensive annual financial report, I was considered myself pretty sharp. And back in 1990, I spotted this and made sure that the population became aware of it to the best of my ability. Because, effectively, it was the biggest game in town. The government was presenting a selectively created budget report showing only one-third of the gross income came in, tax income. The population thought the government survived on tax income. And it was about as big of a misrepresentation as I could have imagined, so I brought forward that on the budget reports are showing where tax income and is brought in and expended, but on the annual financial reports are showing where tax income, investment income, and enterprise income was brought, invested, and expended. Two totally different aspects of income. Yeah, the budget report was selectively created for the year for advanced liabilities and projections, where the annual financial report was the accounting from the inception of that local government, what had been building up for, could be up over 100 years, with most of it not a mention, not a peep in the budget report. So, and that told me everything I learned and was told about Russia when I was younger. Well, Russia's a bad place because the government there controls and owns everything. The United States is a free country and the people own and control everything. Well, I realized that was flipped on its back, and upon looking and viewing, government owned and controlled everything. They said one difference in Russia, the Russian government said, we're the state, we will take care of you. And in the United States, they dangled the carrot, the chipmunk running on the treadmill, chasing the carrot as they owned and controlled everything. But not too big of a difference.
Okay. In that, have you found, like after you've been working on this, is that, basically you're explaining that roughly two-thirds of the income doesn't get reported in many of the, well, it gets reported, but generally the public is unaware of it. Has that amount, does that vary widely from, community to, different state to different state?
Yeah, a little small township, or city has, very small put-aside funds, and there's not that big of a difference. You get into the larger operations, the territory grows massively. And the other aspect is, people need to look at the growth of the government. They've been adding on 20-30% every couple of years. They've outpaced the population probably by a factor of 8-1. It's a very strange greed and opportunity. In any way, shape, or form they could think of to take more money and get away with it, they did. And if you look at the organized crime boys back in the 30s and 40s, the Gacy's, the Capones, the Giancana's, if you took all the organized crime families, put them on a street corner, they'd look like a bunch of kids selling lemonade in comparison to what government is doing today. And public's just masterfully entertained into la-la land, being given one soundbite distraction after another, as the boys, mostly attorneys, are dotting I's, crossing the T's behind closed doors, planning their next wealth accumulation project. As people sit there scratching their heads, saying, there's something wrong here, but I just can't put my finger on it. That's because great effort and money is spent to make sure they can't put the finger on it. Not a peep, not a mention, not a word. Silence and golden rule has been in place now for 70 years. And the public is just being drained as a productivity resource, drained and managed. And they keep managing them more and more and more as each year goes along.
And have you found over the years that with your expose of this now being over 20 years old, have because of that expose and being embarrassed or whatever, have you found that they've gone through greater means to try to hide these sources of income?
They changed their accounting. I started National Disclosure in June of 98. Started with about 130 radio programs in about 2 months. Went to war. But up until 99, it was required to show the gross income, gross standing balances in the combined financial columns. Well, all of a sudden, here comes Walter, breaking down his golden rule, and a few million people now are starting to dig into it and check into it for the first time in their lifetimes. So the group that oversaw the accounting principles was called GASB, Government Accounting Standards Board. Nice little government-sounding acronym, but a 100% private association. They started with transmittal over 31, or up to about 80 now. But effectively, they changed the accounting on the capture from showing in the combined financial columns gross standing balances, gross income, to showing net. And anyone who runs a business knows there's a big difference between net and gross. But, just to make one thing real clear, on a personal level, everybody in their own lives. You have your budget for the year, which is what was presented to the population, their local government budget report. And, you apply a certain amount of your income to your budget and have certain reserves. But the annual financial report, on a personal level, will be the same as your statement of net worth. And your statement of net worth is going to be a whole lot different than your annual budget report from operating your house. So, that's a really big difference. And that's why people have been saying they start getting them, looking at them, digesting them, to see what pops out at them. Now, most people, when they first look up their comprehensive annual financial report and download it, they're, what does it all mean? What do I look at? The analogy I like to give, say, for example, if you were a Christian, Catholic, let's say you're a Catholic, and every single time you went to church, they never mentioned the Bible, not once. Never talked about the Bible, never mentioned the Bible, whatever. And I walked up to you and I said, oh, by the way, here's a copy of the Bible. You say, well, what's that? It's what your entire religion's based on. What are you talking about? This book. This is what your entire religion's based on. Here, take a look. You flip through the page. What does it all mean? You got Peter, James, Paul, Simon. Who are they? What do they have to do about my religion? If it was never talked about, never discussed, you'd draw a blank. So the same thing when people pick up their conference financial report for the first time, they draw a blank. There's a mental block that was created. They're not supposed to look. They're not supposed to hear about it. Just like I've never heard about the Bible in the Catholic Church. You wouldn't know what to look at, what to think. I keep telling people, when you have it, you got it in your hands, just start glancing through it and see what jumps out at you. Read through the notes to the financial section, spot the different figures. If I called anybody up in the country and said, hey, I got Bill Gates' statement of net worth. You want to look at it? Yeah, sure. I'd send it out to him and they'd look through it and they'd say, wow, I didn't know Bill Gates had a chain of laundry stores in India. Look, he's got 1,400 acres in Wyoming, a horse ranch. And look over here, he's got $2.5 billion with Deutsche Bank and $3.1 billion with Credit Suisse. You'd be glancing through, looking to see what popped out of you. You do the same thing with comprehensive annual financial report. Keep in mind, when they're not showing two-thirds of the gross income, they never talked about it, never discussed it, never mentioned it. The silence is golden rules there. So you're looking for things that you never heard about. And then there's also other issues. Say, for example, the city goes, we brought in $26 million for our budget this year. We're really going to have to come back and, really pull on our belts. Or you look at the annual financial report and shows the $26 million in tax income. You see $150 million brought in from investment income in other areas. You can have a city, county, or state, or a school district saying, oh, my God, we're at budget deficit on our projections, right? But then you look at their annual financial report, they could be squarely in the black, better than Midas ever dreamed about. So you have to do that.
Walter, I'm going to have to cut you off. We've got a break, and we'll be right back with Walter Burian.
murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
We are joined with Walter Burian. Walter, what's the best website for people to follow up on your work?
Well, it is, well, do this. Go to Google and just search government wealth. You'll get 500 million hits to 250 million. That's my website's number one. It's like number one, and the video I did in 2000 called the Biggest Game in Town is also number one out of about close to 500 million hits. But the website's CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com. But if you look up, like I said, just do a Google on government wealth, pop right up, it's the first hit. Do a search on government investments. I think I'm number three there. Do a search on CAFR, AFR, usually number one or two out of a few million hits. But the bottom line is you have a syndicated blackout from the syndicated media controlled education, both political parties, not to talk, not to discuss, not to mention, not to create a cognitive thought in the minds of the entire population. For the last 40, 50 years, the syndicated media, the editors of all the papers and send copies each and every year, the CEOs and directors, you know, which are maybe close to 100 directors with ABC, CBS, NBC, are sending copy of all the state reports each year. All the school districts and state universities, community colleges get copies. They produce their own comprehensive annual financial report. In fact, you can pull up your state university's comprehensive annual financial report or community college. And never mention, never repeat, never a word due to the money involved. There was only one small little group left out, and that was the general population of the entire United States and most of the world, because they're doing the same thing across the globe. You know, so the public is there to be masterfully entertained. And the boys dot the I's and cross the T's behind closed doors, working on the next wealth transfer. And, you know, the public, is, you know, like Don Quixote chasing windmills on this, that, and the other. All the Queen of England owns all the Bar Association took it over. Anything that doesn't matter whatsoever in reality. But as far as the gross income, the money being brought in by government, the investments held by government on the local levels, any county, state, and school district, their total gross income and their growth each and every year, the public's sitting there in a total vacuum and void of the basics, not having a clue. And I've gotten thousands of phone calls from people. They'll call me up about their county, their school district, their state. Oh, our state is raising our taxes by $2.5 billion. And they can go on and on and on, this, that, and the other thing, and right to the Pope. Owns it all, whatever, you know. But the bottom line is, I learned to stop. I stop and call. I said, "Excuse me, got a couple questions for you." And with, you know, whether they call me about their city, county, their state, I'll use the city. Well, you call me about your city. I got a few questions for you. And they say, "What?" I said, "Do you know how much cash you got in your pocket?" "Yeah, I know how much cash I got in my pocket. Why do you want to know?" I said, "I just want to know if you know. Do you know what the value of your investments are?" "Yeah." "What do you want to know for?" "So I don't want to know. I want to know if you know. What about your net worth? Do you have a good idea what it is?" "Yeah." I said, "Well, you just called me about your city. How much cash did they bring in last year?" "No idea. Take a guess." "I can't. Why?" "Don't have a clue." "What about their standing investment totals from all operations, in which they usually have large city, maybe 100 different ones?" "You know, no idea. Take a guess. Can't. Why? Don't have a clue." "What about their net worth?" "No idea. Take a guess. I can't. Why? Don't have a clue." So here's what is basic and fundamental to us each and every day in our personal lives. Since we're little kids, up until we die, we always keep a running total of how much money we got in our pocket, checking account balance, our net worth, and investments that we're playing with. And here they've created an entire vacuum and void in the cognitive thinking of an entire population, not to even mention one of the basics. I find it absolutely amazing they pull that off. Then you know, look at the money involved. Now, it's not the Joe Sixpack about betting $5 on Dallas. You got some of the most ruthless crackers on the face of the planet, most of them being attorneys. We know what the reputation is there. Cutting their little deals behind closed doors with the public sitting there not having a clue what's taking place. Now, I've done about 600 radio programs, and I mentioned on at least half of them, and this is very important. When it comes down to crime, breakup of the family, and drug addiction in this country, which we have the highest levels of anywhere in the world, you got to ask yourself, how much money is that generating for your city, your county, and your state? It's $1.5 trillion a year marketplace for the courts and the attorneys and everybody else and the social service programs. If all of a sudden crime, breakup of the family, and drug addiction went down to nil, there goes $1.5 trillion marketplace. Yeah, so the public is being bled dry to their own disadvantage, perpetuating the worst type of atrocities due to the money involved. When you look at the investments, when you finally do look at a clue and open up, I have a few Capper reports on my articles page, some big ones, that the New York State Retirement Fund Capper and the CalSTRS, the California Teachers Retirement Fund, both of them being excellent funds, and they've done excellent for the last 50 years. But it lists the individual investments. Now, when you pull up the capital for your city, county, or state, they give consolidated totals, but they're not going to show you where they have their funds invested in most cases. But the pension funds, out of due diligence, have to list each individual investment, when it was picked up, the value, current market value. So on CalSTRS, you'll see a pie chart. That pie chart's interactive. You click on equities, it says, goes to their site and says, what country? You know, domestic or international. You click on international, 69 countries. Russia, China, Mexico, South America, all over the globe, okay? click on real estate, same thing, domestic or international.
You're and people, Walter, let me hold you there. We've got a break. We'll be right back. Handle
the truth. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood.
On Hours Evolution Radio, I'm your host, Wayne Walton. Now we're having a little bit of a technical hiccup. Walter, are you there?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Walter, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I am. Our guest this hour is Walter Burian of the great expose work on exposing comprehensive annual financial reports. Comprehensive annual financial reports are the complete bookkeeping record that's created by local governments, and typically, there's just one third of that we are made aware of. Walter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, excellent. I wanted to ask you, as they with various communities working on this with all the expose work over the years, has there ever been a legal challenge, or the people were able to claim some of that income for themselves, some kind of effective...
There has been pressure put on different local governments by usually local government employees who find out about it, and no more shell game, no more playing us for idiots, bargain to get more money or more benefits on their pensions and so forth. The population, is too utterly controlled at this point in time. Independently, they just keep running into stone walls because of the money involved. But on the bartering system, work fine and good on a closed system. As long as you have a good management team, when I mention management team, securing different, goods and services and products that everyone's going to want to use as staples. If you're shy on any different areas, then it kind of puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth. But if you have a good selection, the Pennsylvania Dutch, they live basically in a closed community. And, they do a lot of bartering with each other, and they're doing so for 300 years. But they do without. Most electronics and TVs and so forth, they frown upon. Telephones, they like to walk over to their neighbor's house to talk to them. But the bartering systems were fine, but, they've been playing people on their greed, avarice and everything else for the last 100 years, getting them, chasing the little carrot that they dangle. There's 1,000 different piles of carrots, depending upon the mood of the day. They can't get people, converting their productivity value into the goods and services, which the large corporations, which government owns by investment, by the way, are selling them. So they have this little microcosm of, feed the public and entertain the public and get the public chasing after their carrots, putting on the treadmill, where, they constantly are taking off that productivity, resources. But one other thought I had on the commercial break, picture 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, 400 years ago. Somebody came in, tried to steal your house or your property. You pulled out your long rifle and shot them. You called your neighbors up and they mustered to your defense and took out the opposing forces that were trying to rob you, steal you, or take what you own. Now, it happened from time to time to sneak up on you and, shoot you, kill you. Kill your family and take your property. Usually they had some railroad baron or something with a, not having any accountability as they stole your property. But the bottom line is, they were constantly concerned about getting shot. Well, did you ever hear the expression, don't bring a knife to a gunfight?
Sure.
What's humorous is they've conditioned everyone in the entire population to bring paper to a gunfight. They submit all of their paper, in their courts, which they have 100% control over. They're arbitrarily denied, dismiss, or, ignore. Then they rule against you, and if you don't like it, then they use the guns against you. And in reality, it's very, very humorous that they managed to accomplish that on all levels. Now, even on your TV saturation conditioning, shows like Cops, Judge Judy, Jail, The Bounty Hunter, there's like 30 different of them out there now. They all have one theme, every one of them. Shut up, follow instructions, and do what you're told. Period. Same theme. That's being saturated over and over and over again in the population's psyche. So that their reflex response is to shut up, follow instructions, and do as you're told. A thief does not like armed prey. If you had a bunch of houses on the street, you knew that there were five brothers who were hunters and had more firepower than the German 5th Regiment or something, in your house, would you break in and try to rob that house, or would you try to rob the house of the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Sure.
You'd probably pick on the Jehovah's Witnesses, especially if they had a lot of money. Now, even if my brothers had, you knew they had $1 million in cash in their safe, you still probably wouldn't try to rob them. Because even if you got 10 guys together, armed to the teeth, you're not going to try to rob them. Because you're going to, at least half of you are going to get taken out. So, here you have grand theft taking place all over the country. the court systems, traffic fines, DUIs, repossessions of houses, property, and so forth, with the only response being, well, here's where you submit your paperwork to. As we take your house, you can file an appeal, the people have, they've just been soundbite conditioned, to do so. Now, if I snap my fingers and, say a couple thousand of the founding fathers appeared from 100 years ago, they'd be marvel at the technology, and the developments. But when they saw what government was doing, they'd pick up baseball. I love to own a baseball bat company. I mean, they'd buy everyone I had, And they'd go out, kick down some doors, and bust some heads. I'll just shut them down. But, the population today is 100% sound by conditions to do nothing except, like I said, bring people to a gunfight. And, it'll continue. In the Russian Revolution, the controllers pushed the envelope there, and finally the Russian people revolted and got everybody out in the street and blew their brains out. French Revolution, they pushed the envelope there, using the population as the productivity resource to drain them. And they kept pushing the envelope, went over the edge, and, they were drug out on the street and off with their heads. They got the guillotine. Now, the British, they were usurping on the wealth in the United States, trying to take the productivity value of the population. The population teamed up together and said, let's run them all into the sea. We did. Now, on every one of those revolutions, Russian Revolution, French Revolution, and even the American Revolution, there's always a controlling group, that's, usurping. But what happens is, in the chaos, other usurping groups come in to take over, and get their foot in the front door to, walk off with productivity value. And, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is a showing of net worth of these local operations, and the growth factor has been obscene year by year. When your city or county or state says, we're $700 short, we need to have a tax increase, does anyone ask the basic question to themselves in their own brains, how much were they bringing in last year? How much were they bringing in the year before? How much were they bringing in 5 years ago? If they did, right, you'd see the city that wanted a $700 million increase, 5 years ago may have been bringing in, $1 billion, and, 3 years ago, $1.4 billion, and then 1 year ago, $1.8 billion, and this year, $2 billion, and this is why they're saying they're short $700 million. Basics.
Let me ask a question with respect to, who exactly, when you go and read these reports, it shows that it's a government retirement account, it's investment accounts for different government employees.
It's the operation. A corporation like Microsoft, J&J, IBM, it's mandatory by SEC law. If you own one share of stock in a company or $10 million, they have to send you a copy of their annual financial report each year, which shows the entire financial structure, ownership, subdivisions, product lines of the company. Okay? Now, government, they just put one word on the front of the annual financial report called a comprehensive annual financial report. Okay, but it's their showing of net worth, total operations, total investment funds, total income, subdivision corporations, the whole picture. Not just a selectively created budget report for the year. Now, if Microsoft's prepared a selectively created budget report, gave it to their shareholders and said, we lost $1 billion this year, and Microsoft's stock fell through the floor, and we can't pay a dividend, right? And so as everyone's dumping their shares in Microsoft, from the assets that Microsoft holds, they buy back all their own shares at pennies on the dollar, okay? Well, if the directors do that, and they never gave the shareholders the annual financial report, after about a 40 or 50 count SEC indictment, that'll be sitting in San Quentin serving a very long jail time sentence. But here you have every local venue in the country operating under the same principle, presenting a selectively created budget report and not disclosing, mentioning, or directing people's attention to their annual financial report, which shows the collective and total operations, you know, since the inception of that local government. Big difference. Like I said, difference between budget for operating
now. Who is actually the beneficiary of that? Is it the members of that union or?
Think about the question you just asked. And the only reason you asked that question was you were kept out, you know, in a total vacuum and void all of your lifetime to not have a clue. That's basic. You know, it's like saying Microsoft Corporation or Johnson & Johnson, well, who benefits from the company? All the employees, all of the shareholders, the owners of the companies, the directors of the company, everyone they do business with are benefiting. Okay? And, you know, it's a fundamental issue. When you talk about the collective investment wealth, which both local and federal, which is a conservative $110 trillion, you know, backing every corporation, owning every corporation through investments and collective totals, the banks, the brokerage houses, the insurance companies as the primary investor. You know, you have so many people on the tit of the fatted cow, you know, and a cash flow and a cash stream that's unlimited. Anyone can get any project backed anywhere around the world, any corporation backed, real estate venture. And the same structures in place in most countries. Like Canada, you know, instead of the CAFR, it's the CANFR, C-A-N-F-R, the Canadian Annual Financial Report. And also, if you look at the House of Commons, do a Google on House of Commons Annual Financial Statement, and then House of Commons Annual Financial Report, and we'll pull up Canada's, and we'll pull up the UK's for the House of Commons. They own everything. Yeah, the House of Commons in London, is like 235,000 different businesses. Okay, real estate, shopping malls, lines, piping, oil lines, grocery stores, I mean, anything you can possibly think of. And, yeah, it's not discussed, talked about. You know, the whole trick is not to create a cognitive thought in the population's mind. Just keep them masterfully entertained off the useful idiot land as you tap them for as much productivity value as you can. You know, and it's not difficult. I mean, people pick up an annual financial report and I get close. Well, I'm not an accountant. I can't understand that. And I said, well, I'm not an accountant. I've never taken one accounting course in my lifetime. I was a commodity trading advisor for about 14 years. I said, look at it. See what pops out at you. I got a call from a guy in, I think it was Iowa. His wife was a school teacher. Our city wants all the school teachers to take a 10% cut in pay, and they're going to fire three teachers from our school. And they said that they have 145 less students this year, so they're getting less money. Are they giving us a song and dance routine, or are they telling the truth? I pulled up the guy's school district comprehensive annual financial report in about 10 seconds, sent him over the link after his email address was, and he was saying how he was going to go to the school district meeting and when they gave him a presentation to find out all about this. So I sent him over the link, you know, for him to download the report, and called him back 3 days later and said, well, you know, what jumped out of you? He goes, well, I haven't looked at it yet. I'm not an accountant. I can't understand this kind of stuff. And I said, well, I'm not an accountant either. So just look at it and see what jumps out at you. Back 4 days later. It's on my to-do list, right? I said, listen, you call me up from Idaho about your wife getting a 10% pay cut. I send you over their comprehensive annual financial report, which we were never intended to look at in the first place because it shows the money involved. And you haven't even looked at it yet? I said, yeah, I couldn't. I said, I'm in Arizona. Why should I care less about your wife getting a 10% pay cut and what's going on in your back? But you haven't even looked. I said, I'm going to take a look at it for 20 minutes. I looked at it for 20 minutes. And I called him back. So number one, you said the school district was having a tight time with it due to the 2008 housing market bubble. Number one, they increased their income by $1.8 million. They got an $800,000 economic stimulus grant, which they're going to hire four new teachers with and expand the three new programs. Yes, they had a 145 less enrollments in the school district this year. And look at the note right next to it. It says they had an insurance policy with the state to get paid the exact same amount. that they got paid last year. It didn't matter if one student was coming to school. Still we're getting paid the full amount. You know, and I said, you know, and then they show two investment funds for grant scholarship funds that noted, well, we're not going to account for that here because that's something separate. And I said, sheesh! I said, yeah, that should be accounted for immediately because, you know, this these supposedly two big investment funds, you know, they're just sitting there rolling them over to build up more money and not giving any grants and scholarships to the kids. I mean, that's something you want to look at right away. Yeah. And, but the bottom line was, on every point they were representing to the population and to the teachers, lie, 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 lie. And all I had to do is look at it. And I said, listen, I want you to look through it again. I just told you what I saw in 20 minutes. Look, see the same. Make notes as to the page number and put it, okay? And make copies on CD and bring them down to that school district meeting.
Okay, we've got a break. Walter will be right back.
War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, it's the local currency solution that you can be a part of. Check us out at mountainhours.com. Additionally, this hour we're joined with Walter Buren. His website is cafr1.com. do investigate this topic. It's very, very interesting because this is a source where we could utilize that unreported income and use that to replace taxes that we currently pay. Well, Walter, would you be available to go into the next hour?
I should be able to. I just one notation on my dark side humor. There was an ad that ran in Chicago 20 or some odd years ago. It said, the Kevorkian salute, guaranteed results or double your money back. Did you ever hear about that one?
No.
You know who Kevorkian is, right?
Oh, sure.
How to kill yourself. So yeah, there was an ad running. Kevorkian solution, guaranteed to work or double your money back. Yeah, all right. Sounds like something the government would run. But I heard the commercial where they were talking about, and everyone knows how corrupt our government is. Well, it's actually the wrong word. It's, I don't call them corrupt. It's greed and opportunity unrestrained. With the primarily attorneys, you know, 70% of your governors, senators, congressmen, city council, they're attorneys. Public doesn't even realize this. The reputation of attorneys holds true. I mean, they do as least work as possible, take for as much as they can get. Screw you. And if you complain, they act all indignant that you're not thankful for all the work they've done for you. You know, and that's the principle right now of government. They just keep playing the public along nonstop as they laugh all the way down to the bank each and every day from the inside. But, you know, one of the problems is, I've reached probably about 55 million people with disclosure, even though the blackout continues from syndicated media control verification, and both political parties are well aware of exactly what's going on. But I'd say 65% of the population, the only thing that goes through their mind is, oh, how can I get my hands on the money? How can I take it? Can I find out where to get it? How can I find these funds? And whatever. I mean, the same attitude politicians had of building up little wealth empires and stealing the money from the population, 65% of the population, you know, has the exact same attitude. And the bottom line is the government boys on a corporate structure, well-organized and well-structured, they had the advantage to take it all and control it all. Yeah, as I mentioned regarding any revolution, you just have the same ilk come in running the show due to the population's disadvantage. So, you know, the one thing I brought forward, you know, disclosure is one thing, remedy is another. And on the remedy aspect, I'll use the example of the city of Mesa, Arizona, because the remedy is just taking it a few steps further to go an extra 9 yards. When the city of Mesa is incorporated, which we call local governments now incorporated, they said, let's build a city that's beneficial to the population and doesn't, drain the resources through tax revenue. So what they did was they made it mandatory that all enterprise operations for the they had to contribute to the general purpose operating funds. They made it mandatory that all investment funds held by the city or the enterprise operations had to contribute X amount of return to the general purpose.
Walter, we are on the bumper music. We're going to have to rejoin in the next hour. Be back in 2 minutes.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close your...